Harper Audio presents Spies in the Family, an American spymaster, his Russian crown jewel, and the friendship that helped end the Cold War, by Eva Dillon. Read by Gabra Zachman. Prologue. So close. In May 1988, in his eighth and final year in office, President Ronald Reagan traveled to Moscow for his fourth summit with General Secretary Mikhail Gorbachev. No other American president had held as many summits with a Soviet leader. By then, the Cold War was winding down. Gorbachev had shown his reformist colors early in his tenure as General Secretary, and by 1988, there was far more openness in what had been, since its founding, a grim police security state. Soviet citizens were beginning to enjoy freedoms, of speech and religion, for instance, that were unheard of in earlier times. Reagan and Gorbachev had struck up a civil relationship that grew friendlier as they made progress on arms reduction. "A certain chemistry does exist between us," Reagan wrote in his diary. At one of their meetings, Reagan gave Gorbachev a pair of cufflinks engraved with the figure of swords being beaten into plowshares, a traditional symbol of peace. Walking with Gorbachev on the Kremlin grounds during a break from meetings, Reagan was asked by a reporter about his famous Evil Empire speech of 5 years earlier. "I was talking about another time, another era," he replied. His optimism for the future of the Soviet people was evident in a speech he gave on that visit to students at Moscow State University. "Your generation is living in one of the most exciting, hopeful times in Soviet history. It is a time when the first breath of freedom..."